Savage.
Savage. Savage. Gave up.
Okay, here we go. Talk to SEC if you want in. 433-1037, 1-800-477-1037. Want to talk brackets here, Pat. And then we're going to talk a little Sun Belt, too, because we will be there as well this week. But SEC-wise, opening round is Wednesday. They don't like to call it a play-in game because it's opening round. Just kidding.
I like that.
Everybody's in this one. Game one, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central. It's Auburn, South Carolina. Arkansas will play the winner of that game if you're interested in watching. It's an SEC TV game, which I assume Channel 7 will carry it. And then 25 minutes after the end of that game, it's Vanderbilt and Mississippi State. Nobody should be subjected to watching that game. Mississippi State's lost 13 games in a row, I think. Is that right? Let me double check that.
Sounds about right.
13 in a row. Let me just say this for the record. You stink, Mississippi State.
Listen, they were much more successful when the players got paid.
True.
They got to do it. Listen, I got no problem with it. You want to compete. We want more teams in the SEC. I mean, from the SEC in the NCAA tournament.
Thursday, second round, A&M and Missouri, a 9-8 matchup at noon. Arkansas to follow 30 minutes afterwards, or 25 technically. They'll go off about 2:30. It'll be Arkansas against the winner of Auburn and South Carolina. That means we will not have much of overtime, and then we will have the high school championships continuing after that. That game will be the high school game that's going to be going on at the same time.
Are you giving out Eastern time?
No.
Okay.
So what time? Central. Noon Central. Noon Central.
Yes.
And then stop. Stop already.
Yeah. You said about 2:30. Yeah.
Noon Central, and then Arkansas will play about 2:30, yes. And the high school game that's conflicted with in that period will be playing on the internet only, and then we'll tape delay
really?
That later on. Yes.
Okay, cool.
Alabama LSU, 6 o'clock to start the night session. That'll be a good game. I'm really, really shocked LSU lost this weekend. I would never have guessed that. Ole Miss, and hey, I'll give Tennessee credit. They took care of their business when they had to. Ole Miss gets the winner of Vanderbilt, Mississippi State, and that game will be approximately 8:30 or so. They'll start. Quarterfinals Friday. Number one, Florida against the winner of Missouri and A&M. Tennessee gets the winner of Arkansas, South Carolina, Auburn. Kentucky against LSU, Alabama. And Georgia gets Ole Miss, Mississippi State, or Vanderbilt, depending on how that shakes out. The championship game is Sunday at 2:15 Central. The semis start at high noon on Saturday. Hopefully Arkansas is in the early one against Florida at noon. That game will be broadcast here on The Buzz in that case. So, anyway, we shall see. UALR and ASU also in the mix. We carry UALR's games. It's going to be on our sister station. We'll talk to you about that bracket coming up in a moment. Let me get James on here. Hey, James.
How's it going, guys?
How are you?
Good. Hey, I was just calling to let you guys know, you know, a lot of people are having trouble, you know, watching those games on ESPN3.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but, you know, you can get that that deal on your Roku 3, you know, and watch those games on your television like you do a regular cable box.
What's a Roku 3?
It's a, like a version of an Apple TV.
Like Apple TV?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a million ways to get it. If you call any of the local stores, they can help you get it on your TV, or you can call any of the people that hook up televisions, they come over and get you straightened out, I'm sure, for a very low price. So it's not as difficult as we made it out to be.
Yeah, exactly. Because a lot of people were saying they were having to use a credit card. I'm like, why are you having to use your credit card? I just, you know, I've been able to see ESPN3 on my Roku ever since I bought it, you know, for like $99. So, I mean, it's not anything you should have to pay for.
James, you know what's irritating now is just when we're figuring out how to effectively use ESPN3, We really aren't going to need it that much anymore when we go to the SEC Network, maybe what? Just for baseball.
I'll tell you what, for me, I'm going to be at the Sun Belt Tournament, and I'm sure there'll be a TV accessible, but I want to be able to watch ESPN, the Watch ESPN app.
Well, yeah.
But you got to have the information. I got to get my password and everything so I can watch it.
For ESPN.
Yeah, because you have to go through your provider. So, like, if you're a Comcast customer or you're a Dish customer, whatever it is, I mean, you got to have some kind of password to get.
Exactly.
Because they're going to ask you who your provider is.
Exactly.
So, do you have an ESPN Insider account?
No.
No. Okay.
No, I don't have it either. But, you know, like I said, I was just surprised by, you know, the way we lost, you know, this weekend and everything. But like I said, people don't get down on it. I mean, it's, you know, it's a building process, and we should have expected a letdown, you know, somewhere along the way, you know, that we didn't expect. But, I mean, it happened.
Yep. All right.
All right, bye.
Thanks, man. Appreciate
you. Later, boss.
I will say this. On Saturday, I spent the better part of my day. We actually did a little charity event. Tasted some dips benefiting East End. That was fun.
Three dips tasting a bunch of other dips.
Yeah, Pat, myself, and Chris Kane of KTV. It was fun. Then I went right to Jim's Razorback Pizza, watched the end of the Iowa State game, which they won in miraculous fashion. They hit like a 25-foot three-pointer to force overtime. Then they won in overtime. And then we sat there and watched on ESPN3 the Razorback game. I'll be honest, I did a lot of talking and not a whole lot of watching because after it got ugly, I sort of quit paying attention. It was hard to stay focused. But I do appreciate them setting us up. I had some cold beverages, had some hot pizza, ate a ton of wings. It was a blast. So get by and see them. If there's a game to be watched, and there are going to be a bunch of games to be watched this week, that would be a great place to settle in at high noon on Thursday and watch games all day if you're not going to Atlanta like my man Pat is here. Three locations, Highway 10, Morgan Maumelle, Central Avenue at Temperance Hill Square in Hot Springs. And pasta, salads, garlic bread, wings, all good. And don't forget the wing special tonight. Two for a buck each Monday to close at Jim's Razorback Pizza, all three locations, and a great place to watch both the SEC tournament, and we're actually going to be going out there for the NCAA tournament on the first Thursday also.
That's a wild encourage. That is just one of the best days of all time.
I love it. I'm going to have to get my workout in early that day because after the show is over, I am not moving from that seat until they kick me out.
Well, the good thing is we don't really work, I guess, so it'd be like we're taking the day off, and everybody else, don't waste your boss's money or your company's money. Just take the whole day off, come hang out with us. I mean, what's the point?
Yeah, I agree.
We're past that. Listen, we're adults now. We can admit that we won't be working, right, and just put in for a day.
Mm-hmm.
You've been saving up this day for a while. I know you have, big guy.
Yeah, if you're going to take a day off work, Thursday of the tournament, Thursday of the Masters, those are a couple days you definitely want to get on the PTO calendar ASAP.
I'm in.
Or just call in sick, either way.